Hello, this is Zach.
Hey, Zach, John at Local Splash, man. Sorry, I was just stuck in the meeting there.
Oh, you're fine, you're fine. What did you say, Local Splash? What does that mean?
Yeah, Local Splash, name of our company. So we're a Google Premier partner. Yep.
Okay, I thought you were with Google.
Yeah, we're the channel partner with Google, so that's why we're able to go ahead and get you up there on Google in such quickly manner and things like that. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm filling up gas. Give me like 1 second here.
Catch each other in a bad time, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit. It's not too bad.
All right.
Figure out where the hell. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just cool.
You're good, man. You're good.
Right, everything's really loud. They got these monitors on these fuel pumps. They like to freaking scream at you.
Seriously, and it scares the crap out of you too.
Yeah, they do. $1. All right, I'm gonna get this thing going. All right, lift handle, sled straight, and get going. Cool. All right, I got some time now.
All right, cool.
I talked to my girlfriend, and like I said, she's got that sixth sense. She said, go ahead and go for it, and that's what I plan on doing. So,
awesome. Beautiful.
Tell me what I got to do.
All right. Let me go ahead and verify a few things really quick here, and it won't take too much of your time. So far as the name, your name in general, is it short for Zachary or is it just Zach?
I go by Zach, but
okay.
Zachary's actual name.
Okay, gotcha, because we got to make sure, just for our safekeeping on here, too. Now, on the card that we'll be using for today, would that be Zachary or would it say Zach?
It says, I got it right here, it says Zachary.
Okay, can you spell it out for me, just in case? I want to make sure.
Yep, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y.
Awesome. And last name, sir?
Bainum, that's spelled B-A-Y, and then... N-U-M, like your mouth is numb or something like that. Just drop the B.
All right, cool, man. What nationality are you, man, if you don't mind me asking? That's different.
I'm American. We're from Germany way back, but we've been here since, like, the 1800s, I think, something like that.
That's what's up, man. All right. And, Zachary, what's the best email we can go ahead and send a future invoice and things like that to?
All right, so my first initial Z, right? And then the last name, Bainum, no spaces, Z, Bainum, and then number 2, at gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Z Bainum.
All right.
At gmail.com.
And I know certain areas of Kentucky is a little East Coast and in Central Time. What time zone are you on?
Or Eastern Time. Eastern Time.
Eastern Time. Okay. And then I have the phone number that I just called now. Is that your main line or is that just the work number? Or do you use that for both?
That'll be for both.
For both. Okay, cool. All right, I'm going to make sure I put that there. Pow, pow, pow. All right, and then I need to make sure the business name is to the T, okay? So if there's any dots or LLC or commas, let me know. But I have A, the letter A, spelled out 2-T-O-Z Landscaping. Is that right?
Yes, sir. There's a space in between the A, the 2, and the Z. So it's
okay.
A, 2, and there's spaces in there, and I'm pretty sure I'm LLC. I think it's just LLC afterwards. I think it's space capital LLC.
Space capital LLC. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Sure, I'm not 100% that, man. I got to be honest.
Okay, how about this? I'm gonna leave the LLC out then. I'll just put A the way we spell it: A space Z or A space 2 space Z space landscaping. And if there's anything that Yeah, if you need to make a change or any modification, just let us know.
Okay, and you spelled A and it's A and then P-O-Z, right?
Yeah, you got
okay,
it. I got you. And then...
I mean, I can see somebody changing that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I feel you, man. And then also, Zach, what is the business address for this one?
So I just moved, but I think the original business address was technically my dad's house, so let's put that in there for now, which is 2458.
Okay.
It's a long one. It's California Crossroad.
Crossroad.
And then
Is it Crossroad, like plural?
Yeah, with an S on the end. And then the city is California, Kentucky.
Okay, 41007?
Yes, sir, that's it.
Okay, cool. All right, let me go ahead and put that through. Give me just a second here. All right. And then is there any middle initials on the card as well with the Zachary there?
Zachary J. Yeah, the Zachary J. Bainham.
Okay. All right. Let me show that there. Okay. And would you like the customers to only call you to reach you, text, or email, or all?
Anything's fine. They can do one, two, or three of those. I don't care.
Okay. All right.
I just need to set the hook, you know?
I feel you, man. Yep. And then we have, now you want to do more residential than commercial, or do you want to hit the commercial as well, too?
I'd like to hit them both. I mean, commercial's got, there's a lot more money in it, because they, I mean, people aren't spending their money instead of the companies, you know?
Okay, all right. And then, far as the services you want to be found for, just off the bat, off your mind right now, what would you say would be lawn yard work, landscaping? Throw some
Yeah, I got
me,
like
so
six. I got like six of them. You got lawn and yard work, right?
Give me one second. I'm gonna get ready. I got lawn, yard work. Yep. Landscaping. Lawn
landscaping.
Care.
I don't know. I guess mulching would go into that too. But if you want to put mulching down, you can do that. Throw in leaf removal.
Leaf removal.
Yep. Gutter cleaning.
Gutter cleaning.
Holiday lighting, Christmas lighting, both of those, I guess you could throw in. And then gutter. I don't want to do, like, gutter repair or anything. I'm not really good with that.
Okay.
Stick with that stuff that we got.
Okay, cool. I'm going to put, please advise customer may want to add more, okay? So that way, if you comes anything.
Repeat that.
I'm going to put, please advise customer may want to add more. So that way when the text, because we're going to set up a technician to give you a call, right? And that we're going to set that up for tomorrow if you have the time tomorrow. All we ask is for an hour window. Now, just know that we like to under-promise on it and over-deliver. So it may be quicker and smoother depending on how much content you want to add for the website, how much other words you want to do, questions, things like that, okay? But it shouldn't take
okay, tomorrow probably won't be the best time, to be honest, man.
Okay. What day would be good?
I mean, like Monday or Tuesday would probably be better. But
okay.
If you have to do it tomorrow, that's fine.
No, you're fine. Tuesday? Okay. All
yeah,
right. I'll keep it in
mind. Tuesday and like Tuesday afternoon, like whatever the later time is, you can get it.
Okay, I'll get there in just a second. Give me a moment. And
okay.
And now, far as the Facebook business page, would you like to have us build one for you, or
I would
you have
like
one
that a lot. Yes.
Okay. Okay. And we definitely want to get a website for you. I promised that, so I got you.
Yep.
I didn't forget. Okay. Here. We're going to make sure you have a call tracking system, like I promised, and also we're going to give you an app as well, too, so it's going to be mobile as well, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Yep. I'm just going through everything here, and then and then, as far as the hours of operations, what would you like to be? What days or what times would you like to be found for?
I mean, shit, man. Most of the time, I'm a night owl, so I'll stay up till like 2, wake up at 9, and go cut all day until dark. So I guess start me go 9 to 6 or something like that.
Okay, 9 to 6. And
I
then
like
what days though?
Monday
through Friday. Got you. Okay. Yeah, you gotta get some kind of rest, man. Come on. And
exactly.
Zach, would you like us to go ahead and do a PayPal integration for you, or no?
I'm trying to think. Most of these people, they don't pay through Google, do they?
You know, it's a hit and miss, man. I work with a lot of companies now, so I can't really tell you what works better or not. I just know that, like, if you feel that your customer, if you want to make it more convenient for your customers, then do everything, you know. And it's also customizable, so if it's not working for you and it's just more of a hassle, then you can always take it off too.
Okay. I'm gonna say no. Let's not do
okay.
PayPal. I like
I like doing cash deals. If I get I do as many cash deals as humanly possible because they, I mean, I don't have to worry about checks clearing and stuff like that. And
yep.
And you know, I can give them a little discount, and maybe every once in a while I can get to claim some of it. You know, who knows?
Exactly. Yeah. There you go.
But yeah, I do that, or Venmo, or Cash App, even Zelle. I do all that stuff. So.
Or is it, all right, I'm gonna make sure I put that in there as well. Okay, cool. There you go. That's there. Boom, boom, boom. All right, let's go over the tech schedule here as well. So you said Tuesday, more and later time is possible, right?
Yeah, the later in the day you can get it. Cause like I'm gonna cut all day Monday and probably part of the day Tuesday.
Okay. Would you say, let's see, 4 o'clock? Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's four is perfect. That works perfectly.
Awesome. Okay, we'll do 4 o'clock. They're gonna give you a call from an 877 number. Okay, so just know that. Yeah, it's not a spam call. It's a direct line to our technicians and our account management team, just for you. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. I'm gonna do that right now. All right.
I'm for sure we'll forget this.
Well, here, I'm going to send it to your email right now so you can confirm as well, too. So that way it's through Google Calendar. It just put right into you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, that'll probably make it easier for everyone there. I'm going to send
good.
It. Give me 2 seconds here. Okay. And they're running off of PST time, so California time, because we're located in California. But I set it so that way it's at 4 o'clock for you, okay? It should came through right now. Let me know when. All right, sweet. There you go.
I'm going to put you on mute for 1 second. My brother's here. I'll be right back.
You're good. Yep.
You need me to tell you anything or anything like that, or what?
What'd you get? Or are you talking to me or your brother?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad. All right. Yeah. So, on your email, did it go through? I'm gonna make sure that we hit confirm on there for me.
Oh, I didn't. I have to confirm it. That's my bad.
Yep. You're good, man.
Let me pull that up real quick. There's a hit yes for
yes.
The
yep. You got
okay.
It.
Okay.
Okay, well, this is interesting. Okay, so I clicked yes, but it didn't really do anything. It just, oh, here it goes.
Oh, no, you're good. Yep, I got it. Yep.
Okay, good.
So that's set there. All right, I'm going to make sure, give me 2 seconds. I want to make sure there's no additional cost, nothing hidden fees or anything like that. I kept my promise on here, $249, right? So let's see here.
Yeah, $249 and then $99 for the first month extra.
You got Yep. All right, I'm going to make sure it's not a dollar more, okay? So give me 2 seconds. I want to make sure that all goes through on my end here.
Cool.
Usually
that
website costs more, so.
It's going to be the Splash Force in like January or February.
What was that?
I said, you still going to be working for these guys in January or February?
Well, you better believe I am, man. My last name, I don't know if you saw, I don't know if you saw my last name on the email. It's spelled SEO, man. That's made for this.
Perfect, yeah. I just have a question. Let's say hypothetically after 2 months, I cancel because in November and December, I don't really have anything. There's not really anything, any kind of work I can do. If I decided to pick back up in January or February, which I like almost 100% would, do I need to pay the $99 again?
Good question. I don't believe so.
Okay.
Of course, you know, as far as that goes, I mean, what happens, how do I explain it? So, like, the website is yours, but it won't say, like, /localsplash or anything like that. But it's based off of your life with us as well, you know. So if ever you're knocking away, I mean, we want to make sure you're here with us for a long time. We want to earn your business, right? But if you decide, like, hey, it's not working or anything like that, and you decide to cancel, you can buy out your website for $99, which is super cheap, and so that way you can keep your domain and things like that. But if not, I'm not sure. I gotta talk to – I think that's a tech question, to be honest, on that one, because usually when you put it on a hold and put it back, I'm pretty sure it should be able to be – you'll be okay, but – I know that you have the holiday stuff put up there as well, too. So we'll make sure that we're keeping you busy throughout the time so that way you're making a return investment during the slow times, too. Okay, Zach?
Yeah, sounds good. I have a question about the website. How easy are the websites to, like, read, and are they pretty easy to maneuver around? And anything I should know about?
Zach, I'm telling you, they're freaking awesome. So we have different templates on there, and it's customizable. So if you want to put, like, testimonials on there, pictures, videos, phone number, everything, like, it's sky's the limit with it. You're going to be pretty impressed with it, I'm telling you right now. and then if you ever need to make adjustments, again, we're open Monday through Friday. You just got to let them know so that way they can go ahead and make those adjustments for you, okay? But just remember that the actual website does take anywhere from 7 to 14 days to make sure we build that properly for you. It could be quicker. It could be longer. Yeah, but that's your gauge right there, okay?
Yeah, I'm not really concerned with the with how fast it's put up. I mean, obviously, the faster the better, but
yeah,
I'm happy where I finally got to a decent spot at the beginning of my first year, so I'm feeling pretty good. But
awesome, man.
Yeah,
there you go.
Forward to the next year.
We're going to help you out, man, and I'm going to be the lead on your account as well. So if for any reason you can't get a hold of somebody, you get a hold of me, okay, and I'll go to hold of them for you if I have to, okay?
Sounds good.
Yes, sir. Okay, let me make sure I have this here. Okay, and now the billing for this, is it the billing address the same as the one you gave me earlier, or is it a little bit different?
I mean, you think it'd be okay to put it with my new home address? Because I got a new place to live now.
Whichever it makes, you know, I'm just talking about for the card that we're going to be using today.
Okay, yeah, if it's for the card, then the card's registered to my dad's address technically, so let's do it through there again.
Okay, that's okay.
Same.
The 24581?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then what kind of payment method is it? Is it MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Visa, okay, got it. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. I memorized it, but let me pull it out just to make sure I don't screw this up.
All right.
All right, it is 4430 4100 3738 0899. Expiration date is 0325, so March 25. And then the CVV is 620, the security code on the back.
Gotcha. Man, you're on it, man. All right, cool. All right, sure. So I'm not going to do anything on it yet, just yet. I want to make sure everything's set here and double check it. Okay. All right, so I just triple checked everything here. We're only doing today is at $348, not a dollar more, that's promised, okay? And then your monthly is going to go down to the $249 a month. And I'm going to do a voice verification with you. There's only two things we're going to do left, and you're all set, okay? So I'm going to process here. All right.
Yeah, if you need to double check any information, anything you think you might have misheard, you can just spit it out, and I'll tell you if you're right.
All right. So this part is going to be we call it voice verification. This is an added protection for you, literally for you and your company, okay? So I'm going to go through it. It's recorded, and we're going to make sure that if you have any questions or concerns or anything, just say, John, can you stop for 1 second? Can you elaborate on this? And I'll be more than happy to, okay? But pretty much we're going to go over how to cancel, if you're the owner of the business, stuff like that. All right, so here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure your accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A to Z Landscaping.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Zach Bainham, owner and operator.
Awesome. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, sir.
And you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Repeat that.
You are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to stop right there. So, Zach, what that means is, there's going to be people out there, and they're nasty people, let's be honest, it's an ugly world sometimes. So if they act like they're saying they're Local Splash and they're asking for more money or anything like that, please do not pay them anything. This is a set flat rate that you are locked in for as long as you're with us, okay? So just let us know if anything comes like that. Okay.
I'm not dumb enough to do that. If anybody tries to charge me more, I'm going to ask for John.
Thank you. All right, cool. Thanks. Appreciate that, man.
Yep.
All right, I'm gonna continue here, okay? All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I am going to use Angie still.
Okay. Yes. I love you, man. So pretty much what it's talking about is when we have the tech give you a call next week, make sure to let them know all the things that content you want to add and edit and things like that, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely. No problem.
Okay. All right, Zach. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on September 15th in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be a recurring payment. So when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 15th of every month of $249. Okay, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, so the payment went through on there. I need you to take – this is the last step. I need you to go on your email. I should get sent you an invoice on the email. Let me know when you got that.
Okay. Yeah, you'll find it. Client Local Splash Support invoice. Click here, right?
You got it. Yep.
All right. I click there. It's loading. Bunch of stuff I'm not going to read. Scroll.
There should be something where it says, yeah, like terms and conditions or terms experience to click. Do you see that anywhere?
Yeah, it's at the bottom. It says I certify I'm the authorized holder and signer, blah, 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 and then it wants me to sign some at the bottom.
Yes, there you go. It's electric signature. You're just going to type out your full name and then date and the date.
Yep.
Let me know once you click submit on that.
All right, all this stuff is the same stuff we were just talking about, right? There's nothing else in there. Okay.
Yes, exactly. This is the invoice for what we're doing. Yep.
Okay, well, I did everything, and I tried to click it. I tried to click confirm, but it didn't go through immediately, so I'm wondering if I missed something. It doesn't look like it, though.
Let it take a little bit. Let's see here.
Well, it's like the confirm button is not working.
Huh.
Let me try refreshing. I'll just get out.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Okay.
Click here, Safari. Scroll. Certify. Oh, I didn't type in. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, so it wants me to type in my name as it's spelled, I guess.
Yeah.
I just said Zach Bainham instead of Zachary J.
Yeah, exactly. And that's probably why. Yep.
Username and password it's asking for. What do I type in there?
Beautiful. That's it. So that's when the techs give you a call next week on Tuesday. They're going to go ahead and build that with you, okay? So that way you have everything there. I sent them already all this information, so that way they're not going to start from scratch when they talk to you. So it could be a little bit quicker than usual for the usual hour, okay? Go ahead.
I don't have to do anything else. Is that it?
No, you're all set, my man. And like I said in the beginning of this call last time there, Zach, welcome to the family, my man. All right, we're going to take care of you. Please, before anything, if you have any questions, concerns, or anything like that, you can always give me a call here, okay? We're open Monday through Friday. You have my email as well through there, so, and in my extension, anytime you need anything, just give us a ring, okay?
Okay, I got two questions for you real quick.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
First question is, if I like this substantially more than Angie, can I cancel Angie and can I, like, upgrade with you guys? Like, I guess there's not really anything better I can get from you, is there?
There is, actually, yes. Eventually, if you want to go ahead and, you know, pursue further, let's say you want to expand further in the area, in the zip codes or, you know, things like that, or add more keywords or do Google ads or anything like that, then we got you, man, okay? Again, I will always take care of you, so I'm planning that in the future. I will check in with you.
If I did anything extra, it'd probably just be ads or something. I don't think I'll need more than 50 keywords. One more question. I'll be good. Is this phone number a number I can put in my contact? Because if I get 877 calls, I almost didn't answer the one because I was in Miami's airport going through customs and they called me.
They're going to I know they're going to have an 877 number. It's just they're going to have a designated number for when they call you from that one. So on Tuesday, just make sure to be aware of the 877 number. It may not be this exact one I'm calling you on just because it's going to be directly for you. But once they do call you from that number, save that number.
So Tuesday at 4 o'clock when I get the phone call, save that phone number as local splash, and that'll be for – who will that be for? Will that be for, like, you, or is that going to be for, like, somebody that's supposed to be in charge of my account?
So I'm the lead on your account, but you have your account management team / text. They're going to call you from that same number on Tuesday or from there on. So you don't have to
reach any numbers. And I can reach them at any point with that same phone number.
You got it. Yes, sir.
Cool. So I'll save this phone number as yours, and then I'll save the other one as them. And so when I called, it was a little hard for me to get in touch with you. Actually, when I type in your extension, do I have to do anything special before I type it in? Because it said hit the number one button, and it just didn't work.
Huh? That's weird.
Okay, so
call,
hit one, and then type in the extension. No.
Yes, and if worst case scenario ever happens, always email me too, okay? You should have my email through everything for that Google and stuff. So once that goes through, we got you, okay? I'll always check my email.
Cool. All right, man. Well, I don't think I have any more questions. You got any more for me?
No, man. I'm just excited to hear some really good success stories from you and your company in the future here. So, again, we'll check in with each other. You know, let me know, and we'll get this thing rolling, and I'm hoping in the future here we can go ahead and talk further about how much you want to expand your business as well, okay?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I got dreams, and dreams are expensive as hell, so I'm going to have to do it.
Well, I'm going to be a lead on your account. You already know how much I'm helping you out as well, too, from my end here, man, so I hope you see that sincerity and true heart on that, you know? So if there's anything I can do to help save you money and help your business grow, then I would love to do that for you, so you just let me know.
Yeah, you seem like you care, and I just hopefully we got a team of killers here. We can go out and kick some ass.
Heck yeah, man! Let's do it.
All right, man. Well, I'll talk to you later, and thanks again for the call. I appreciate it.
Likewise, my man. It's a pleasure. Take it easy. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
All right. Bye. Bye.